The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. The assembly condemned Susanna to death, but Susanna cried out, "O eternal God, you know what is hidden and are aware of all things before they come to be. You know that they have testified falsely against me. Here I am about to die, though I have done none of the things with which the wicked men have charged me." The Lord heard her prayer. As she was being led to execution, God stirred up in the Holy Spirit of a young boy named Daniel, and he cried aloud, "I will have no part in the death of this woman." All the people turned and asked, "What is this you are saying?" He stood in their midst and continued, "Are you such fools, O children of Israel, to condemn a woman of Israel without examination and without clear evidence? Return to court, for they have testified falsely against her." Then all the people returned in haste. To Daniel, the elders said, "Come sit with us and inform us, since God has given you the prestige of old age." But he replied, "Separate these two far from each other that I may examine them." After they were separated one from the other, he called one of them and said, "How you have grown evil with age. Now have your past sins come to term, passing unjust sentences, condemning the innocent and freeing the guilty, although the Lord says, 'The innocent and the just you shall not put to death.' Now then, if you were a witness, tell me under what tree you saw them together." "Under a mastic tree," he answered. Daniel replied, "Your fine lie has cost you your head, for the angel of God shall receive the sentence from him and split you in two." Putting him to one side, he ordered the other one to be brought. Daniel said to him, "Offspring of Canaan, not of Judah, beauty has seduced you, lust has subverted your conscience. This is how you acted with the daughters of Israel, and in their fear they yielded to you. But a daughter of Judah did not tolerate your wickedness. Now then, tell me, under what tree you surprised them together?" "Under an oak," he said. Daniel replied, "Your fine lie has cost you also your head, for the angel of God waits with a sword to cut you in two, so as to make an end of you both." The whole assembly cried aloud, blessing God who saves those who hope in him. They rose up against the two elders, for by their own words Daniel had convicted them of perjury. According to the law of Moses, they inflicted on them the penalty they had plotted to impose on their neighbor. They put them to death. Thus was innocent blood spared that day. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. With your rod and your staff, you give me courage. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him. And he sat down and he taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisee brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So she was left alone with the woman before him. Then he was left alone with the woman before him. When Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and from now on do this sin no more." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, I don't know how, but this reading has become a controversial reading, the Gospel, because we hear and people pick on Pope Francis and he says, "Who am I to judge?" And then people say, "You're the Pope, that's who you are." And we're always looking for ways to judge. But for a moment, I want you to think about the sin you're most embarrassed by, the sin you hate yourself for, the sin that every time it's brought up or the devil reminds you of your past, you shrink. And then someone catches you in that sin. And then they drag you and they bring you before the whole church, the whole community, your friends, your enemies, everybody. And they say, "Look what we caught this person doing." And they throw you in front of everybody. How would you feel? What would you want? Would you not want mercy? Would you not want people to come to your aid? Though you are terribly sinful, though you deserve any punishment would come, what would you want? Well, this is this woman. We're all that woman. And we all would want God to give us mercy. And so if you'd want mercy, you need to be able to give that mercy. See, what changes people is not condemnation. When we condemn people, especially think of this now. I mean, there's people dying around us. There's people sick. I know people who are sick. You may know people who are sick. Is that what we do? Do we kick people when they're down? Do we remind them of their sins? Do we want to be reminded of ours? What changes people is love and mercy. That's what brought this girl, this woman, to conversion. Not the condemnation of others, not the condemnation of Jesus. So when Jesus says, "Does anyone condemn you? No one, sir," then the God of the universe who wrote the law, who knows all about the law, says, "Neither do I condemn you." And then after he frees her by his love and by his mercy, he then says, "Go and sin no more." What gives her the ability to sin no more is the love and mercy of God. What gives you the ability to sin no more isn't condemnation, but the love and mercy of God. So if that's what you and I want, that's what you and I need to give. So let's receive God's mercy today for us. knowing that he loves us, and that's why he went to the cross, to save you from your sin. And then let us be his love and mercy to everyone we know, to everyone we meet, to the people that hurt us and that need our mercy and forgiveness. Let's be his mercy and forgiveness. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.